With BookBeats, I'm Don Swaim. After a quarter of a century in the book publishing industry, Richard Merrick decided it was time to see what it was like on the other side of the typewriter. Merrick, president and publisher of E.P. Dutton, has written a first novel, Works of Genius, about a literary agent whose major client is brilliant and successful, but whose egomania destroys the lives of those around him.
I'm interested in figures, well, like Wagner is the easiest example, and really he was in the back of my mind when I created Eric, who are true monsters, but they exhibit a humanity in their works which they do not exhibit in their daily personal lives.
Richard Merrick was attending a book fair in Jerusalem, recovering from jet lag, when he woke up with a vision of a scene that would be in the book.
There was a woman lying naked under a tree with her eyes open.
Merrick wondered who she was and how she got there, and that was the catalyst for Works of Genius. Richard Merrick worked on his novel while juggling a busy professional career.
I got up an hour earlier every single morning and wrote a page.
Not the best way to write, and Merrick says the book took a long time to revise.
I would take weekends off, and for 1 year, my entire vacation, I just simply took the 3 weeks and worked nonstop early in the morning to late at night.
Richard Merrick, longtime book professional, was astounded by the number of mistakes in his own book.
Things that I would have caught in anybody else's book, I missed in my own completely.
Works of Genius by Richard Merrick says a lot about the publishing field and the people in it. Now an NAL paperback. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The president of the publishing house of E.P. Dutton, Richard Merrick, was in an awkward position. He had just written a first novel. Like all novelists, he needed a publisher.
I didn't want my friends to buy it out of sympathy, and I didn't want my enemies to say no out of animosity.
So Richard Merrick told his agent to submit the book, Works of Genius, under a pseudonym.
My book was turned down by 8 publishers in a process that took almost a year of rejections before it was accepted.
You who has rejected so many,
I had eight rejections? I had 8 rejections, indeed. Some of them nice and some of them nasty.
Richard Merrick says he has a better idea about what a writer struggles through now that he has written his own book. A central figure in Works of Genius is a literary agent who himself is not a good writer but is enamored of first-rate writers. Richard Merrick says the character in the book is much like himself.
I was James Baldwin's editor, for instance, for many, many years. The simple proximity of somebody who is that good was a great pleasure to me.
The literary agent in Merrick's novel survives economically on a single writer, a superstar. Richard Merrick, too, once depended on a superstar, thriller writer Robert Ludlum. And when he lost Ludlum, Merrick lost his job as an editor at Putnam.
If you have one superstar, I was Ludlum's publisher, the loss of Ludlum was, to my little own imprint, devastating. There was a difference of millions, literally millions of dollars.
Despite the ups and downs, Richard Merrick believes publishing is the most wonderful business in the world. His novel, Works of Genius, is an NAL paperback. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Veteran publisher Richard Merrick now has a better understanding of what goes through the head of a writer as he labors behind typewriter or word processor.
Two things are going through your head simultaneously. One of them is, get out of the way, Tolstoy, here I come. And the other is, every word on this page is junk.
After 25 years in publishing, Merrick has written his first novel, Works of Genius. He says this about writing a book.
It is a public act, which is very scary. It is my firm belief that every single book, and surely every work of fiction, is in some way autobiographical.
Merrick says a writer takes a terrible risk by revealing himself, even in disguise, to an uncaring public. Richard Merrick says publishing as a business is a profitable one.
Wisely run trade publishing houses, houses that print novels and biographies and nonfiction of all kinds, make a fairly good profit. Each individual book is not necessarily profitable, however.
But the publishing industry is notorious for its low wages and high turnover. But Merrick says there is a reason so many people are attracted to it.
The job is so wonderful. The profession's so wonderful that people want to.
Richard Merrick's novel is the story of a struggling literary agent and of a superstar writer whose uncaring self-absorption leads to destruction and death.
It's very rare that a writer would drive his wife to suicide.
Works of Genius by Richard Merrick is now an NAL paperback. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.